Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy 2026. We are live and back in the studio. I feel like we have so much to catch up on. It feels like we've been gone forever. How was Banksy's first Christmas?
Oh, so good. So good. He loved it. Reese had a great time. The kids actually got the, and I'm sure your boys know about this, the mini sticks. You know, the hockey.
Oh, the knee hockey.
Yeah, bingo. You get the little goal and the little tiny sticks in the ball. And we got those. And he's actually, he likes it. He grabs a stick and he'll kind of like whack some stuff here and there. Hits his sister a lot. But I've realized now, being the parent with little kids, you in turn start playing with their gifts.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I've been on the floor every single day playing hockey on the rug. And I love it.
Do you guys have like the full-blown bracket? You guys are playing each other?
No, because usually it's just me. I try to get Reese to play, and Banks doesn't really understand the concept of going head-to-head. So it's just me.
So while you bought the gift for yourself.
Santa ended up getting it. Thank you. While my wife is doing dishes or doing something to get the house ready, I'm over here like puck handling, like trying to like do trick shots. And then Reese got a, it's kind of like this balance beam that you can kind of like stack together. It's not like a legit one, but like this little plastic one. So I took that and I used that as my boards. So I created like a full-on hockey rink in my living room.
I thought you were going to say you were doing the balance beam. I was like, don't break a hip,
not
please.
Quite. I'm still carrying some holiday weight.
It was a great holiday, though. Even for my boys, it was a little bit of a bigger holiday for them. We're not so much in the toy section anymore. Colt, a little bit. He still wanted some, you know, the Mosasaurus. Santa came through with that one. But my father-in-law always goes all out for Christmas for my boys. They got an electric dirt bike, Carter.
Whoa.
And Colt's got an electric scooter, which thank God it's a little too big for him so he can't ride it.
Not yet. How old are the boys again? 10 and...
10 and 6.
10 and 6.
Yes.
Those are good gifts for that age.
Yeah, you know what mommy got? Gray hair. I am not excited about this.
You look good.
I can rock the gray hair, thanks. Yeah.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I still stand by what I saw. I had a celebrity sighting over the Christmas break while we were gone. My kids think I'm crazy, though.
Who did you see and where?
Okay, so we were at the river, and we went to go have lunch at Roadrunner. It's like this bar that floats on the river. Really cool place, right? So they have these drinks that they are known for, and they are very strong. And I did have one of those, so let me give you a little context, okay? But I only had, like, maybe a couple sips out of it. And I look to the table next to us, and I go, oh, my gosh, Art. That is Rory McIlroy, the golfer. Huh. And he goes, no, it's not. I'm like, babe, I promise you it is. And him and all the guys he's with, they're all wearing golf stuff, golf hats, golf shirts. There's a golf course right as you pull into Roadrunner. I'm like, it has to be him. So I'm on my phone. I'm looking at pictures. I'm like, look, babe. And we are those people who are like looking at him, looking at our phone. Like, he has to know we're talking about him, right? And so Art's like, well, go say hi. See if it's him. I hadn't had enough of my drink to do that yet. So instead, I tell Carter, I was like, I'll give you $10. Go ask if his name is Rory. And Carter's like, no, Mom, I don't think you're right. Because he's looking at the picture, too. I'm like, it is 100% him. So Carter, my little lawyer, is like, well, give me $11.50. And I'm like, no, we're not negotiating. Boy. Just go ask him. So in the time this is all happening, he pays for his bill and they leave. He's got like a neck tattoo. So even that, I'm like Googling, trying to find like Rory McIlroy neck tattoo. Can't find the back of his neck anywhere on the internet. He leaves. So I ask our server, I was like, hey, I don't know if you can do this or not, but can you tell me the last name on the credit card he just paid with? Like, this is how sure I was, okay? And so she's like, sure. So she comes over, she pulls up his check, and she's like, it's Farley. Not anything close to McIlroy. So then I come up with another thing. I'm like, well, duh, he's got like backup credit cards because people know who he is.
Oh my gosh.
And his fake name is probably Farley. Uh-huh. By this point, Carter's calling me out. He's like, Mom, that is the Temu version of Rory McIlroy. That is not who you think it is. I am convinced, though, that he was at Roadrunner during the Christmas break.
First and foremost, let me give you a round of applause for knowing what Rory looks like.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You play in a golf tournament every year.
One time a year.
And now you're a golf aficionado. But I don't know. Good. I don't know what else to say. Good for you for having your kid go talk to this strange man.
He was a little bit older. I'll give him that. This guy that I saw had gray hair. I had to look it up. He's 37. But I was like, okay, well, 37 in sports years, like, that's older, right?
That's so ancient.
Right? So I was trying to justify it. So if anybody knows if Rory McIlroy was in Parker, Arizona around New Year's Day, could you let me know?
Please call us.
I should have either paid the $11.50 or just went and done it myself and found out for real if it was Rory McIlroy sitting next to me at Roadrunner over the Christmas break.
What was, the $11.50 that you'd pay your son to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told Carter I'd give him $10 and he tried to come back at me with, how about $11.50? Yeah. Like it was, let's make a deal. Yeah. In that process, the guy ended up standing up and leaving. But I'm telling you, I Googled him. I looked up the picture. The guy sitting next to me, I was like, he is a professional golfer. Has to be. All of him and his buddies that were sitting there, they all had golf stuff on.
Maybe it was.
I'm convinced that it was him. J-Mo and Oak Hills, do you have any insight on this? Was Rory McIlroy anywhere near Parker, Arizona?
I'm sorry. This is going to be kind of a little funny, but his actually last name is McIlroy, not McIlroy, but neither here nor there. He was in a tournament, if I'm not mistaken, in Scottsdale, Arizona this week.
It was him.
On that guy.
Had to be him.
So he could have been there.
It could have been.
See, I'm telling you guys, it was him. And I know because I watch Happy Gilmore. I obviously don't listen. I watch. But that's how I knew who he was. I was like, that is a famous golfer.
If you ever see him take off his hat, he does have gray hair.
That I was just Googling pictures and I told Kelly, I was like, you were right. There is some gray sprinkled in there.
Yep. So just FYI.
Do you know if he has a neck tattoo?
I don't think so. I don't think he does.
Unless he played well enough over the weekend and decided to celebrate with the boys. Hey, guys, let's all go get matching tattoos to commemorate this hole we played.
You never know. You never know.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The first big celebrity marriage to talk about. And ooh, there is a lot to unfold here. Zach Bryan and his surprise marriage to his ex's doppelganger.
Very odd character, the Zach Bryan guy. I am not a huge fan, but kind of out of the blue to just get married just like that.
Well, and they haven't been together very long.
Right?
There was a big fallout last year with him and Brianna Chicken Fried. Then he starts dating this new woman, Samantha, who is now his wife and looks exactly like her.
Samantha Chicken Fry. Yeah.
Here's a really weird thing. Did you see some of the videos and pictures that came from their wedding?
No.
The one thing that struck me, which normally I wouldn't think was that weird, was that he performed at his wedding. Hmm. As an artist, like, okay. But when I saw the video, he didn't perform a song like to his new bride. He performed like it was a concert on stage with a band. There was something about it that just didn't feel very genuine.
That is cringe. Because yeah. I've heard of artists that will like write songs for their wife mm-hmm. and then perform it to them with everybody else in attendance. But the way you're making it sound, it's like you could have bought tickets off Ticketmaster to go see this thing.
Okay, and here's the other thing. In the videos, because there's certain videos that were leaked, there's a big camera, which I'm sure it was like their videographer. But I went through the comment section because the comment section is always the best part of anything. And somebody was like, you can't convince me that this is not for a music video. So now in my head, I'm like, is this all set up? Are we buying into this marriage? It really isn't a marriage. Is this going to be some huge music video that comes out?
It's all fake.
I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't that be a turn of events? You actually think he's getting married and then he's not. Has a fake wife. Pulls an Aaron Rodgers.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Hold on. We just got back and you're already going on a road trip. How did that work out?
Here's the thing. I enjoyed my time off so much, I decided I should take more.
No.
Dipping into that PTO pretty early. Yeah, it's all right. I'll just be gone Friday.
Okay.
And then Monday. We have one more Christmas to celebrate with my wife's side of the family down in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So we're taking a nice little road trip out that way, Cottonwood, Arizona, which I have looked on my maps. It's about a 6-hour drive, okay?
Are you taking a road trip because you still haven't got your real ID? You can't fly?
Okay. I was going to bring that up to you later because that was one of my goals while we were gone for the 2 weeks was to get my real ID.
And you didn't?
Didn't do it.
Okay, so have to pay road trip on the horizon. So
spending on some gas. But here's the thing. Road trip with a 4-year-old and a almost 1-year-old.
Ooh.
Any tips for me?
Lots of snacks and maybe some melatonin and let them sleep.
That's for me. I have to drive. I cannot go to sleep. One thing I was telling my wife was Reese has this little iPad that we got her for. Generally, like when we fly somewhere, when we go somewhere far, and I'm like, okay, well, this should count to use this.
Yeah.
You know, download some movies, give it to her. And, you know, she's been getting like, you know, coloring books and games for it to kind of do some more activities than just kind of stare at the screen. But right. In my mind, screen time shouldn't count for road trips. I think, you know what? Give her the iPad, throw the headphones on. Here's your snack. Here's your drink. We'll put it on pause when we make our first stop for gas. We'll check in with you. You good? Continue to play the next movie and you're at your destination.
I would agree with you because I feel like this is one of those scenarios where it's like, pick your battles. Do you want to be driving 6 hours in the car with a screaming child? Or do we want to make this an enjoyable experience where daddy and mommy aren't stressed out driving? Let her watch a movie or two. I'm totally on board with the screen time.
Yeah, Banks, my 10-year-old, he's not the best.
10 months?
Yeah, he looks like he's 4, huh, the way he eats. He's not the greatest car baby.
Oh.
And when he tends to get a little fussy, in turn, that makes Reese get a little fussy.
I could see that.
So I think mom's going to sit in the back with the kids, and she'll be able to, you know, tend to Banks, and Reese can have her movies on.
Yeah. We did San Francisco about a year and a half ago, and that was the longest we've done with the kids.
How far is that? That's got to be 6+, right?
We made a stop before we got to San Francisco, but yeah, it was like an 8-hour road trip, and Art's very much like, we're going to do it all in one stretch. Like, we're not making stops. Like, yes, we'll pee, we'll get a coffee, and then we're back on the road. And they did so well. And we did a lot of like road trip games and things like that, but they're older. We had coloring books for them too, activity books, but they were older. Now, just fast forward to this last weekend when we went to the river and it's 3.5 hours and I thought they were going to kill each other. That was a different side of them. So I feel like whatever you can do to try and control the chaos, have at it.
And my only fear with giving her the iPad for the duration of the road trip is I don't want to get in the car every time now and her to expect to watch a movie or to have the iPad.
Well, and maybe that's what it is. It's like, okay, it's road trip time. You got to make it like a special event for her.
Okay. So I'm just saying endless screen time. I think I throw it out the window. Screen time totally okay in the car.
I would agree with that. Do you have any tips for road trips with little ones? Give us a call at 888-431-3764. Surviving a road trip with little ones. Anthony's about to hit the road this weekend. 6-hour road trip with his 2 little ones in tow. He's looking for any tips that you have that can help him out.
Going into this, I'm expecting the worst. So if it's a little bit better than what I have in my mind, it's a win.
Okay. I like, a lot of people are texting us in, and I remember this from when I was little and we used to go to the river, is they say, leave early in the morning. My dad used to always, like, first thing, it would be like 4:30. We'd be in the car in our PJs, and he'd drive out, so we would sleep the entire time. What time are you planning on leaving?
Gosh, I'm not sure, but if I got to make the executive decision, I would say 4 or 4:30, somewhere around that realm, because say even if the kids do wake up as you're transferring them from the bed to the car seat, odds are they're going to fall back asleep, right? 100%. They've got to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Isaac and Isabel in Rialto, do you have some tips for Anthony, some road trip tips?
Yeah, my 9-year-old recommended the car sickness bracelets for kids.
Oh, and you know what? That's a great thing to bring up because my daughter does get car sick.
Yeah, special edition is going to be on the iPad. And also, just as a parent, I wouldn't recommend giving the iPad right away. I would wait until she starts getting fussy before I hand the iPad over.
See, that's exactly what my wife said, too.
Yeah, if you can make it 1 hour and 2 hours and she's not, you know, really, like, asking for it, I wouldn't give it. Just because I'm a big anti-screen time. Like, but definitely the motion sickness bracelet.
And that's a good point, too, because we had talked about, like, yeah, you should get unlimited screen time on a road trip just because it's kind of special, and then that way it doesn't annoy you. But, yeah, if you could hold off a little bit longer without giving it to her right away, that's probably a really good idea.
Not a bad idea. A lot of people are saying to play some interactive games with her, like the color game on the way there. But mm-hmm. on the way there, from what I remember driving to Arizona, 2-lane highway, nothing around.
Daddy spies with his little eye something brown. Dirt.
And that's the game.
840 has a good one because we've talked a lot about this. Says if you are going to drive, make sure you have a little potty in the car since she is recently potty trained. That way you don't mess up your progression.
Can I tell you what I bought with my Amazon gift card that I got for Christmas?
What?
A portable adult toilet.
For you or her?
You know what's so funny? It's for the family. My wife has one for Reese in her car, which is... It doesn't expand that high, and Reese will always complain like her legs hurt because she has to like bend down. So I got the adult version.
Oh,
Kel, it's like as tall as our desk right here. So her legs are going to be dangling. I don't know if my legs will touch the ground with how high this thing is, but we'll be ready. We'll put it to good use.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I was so worried you were going to be in a bad mood this morning watching that Steelers game last night.
I almost was. A little bit of back and forth action. What? Probably one of the best games I think I've ever watched.
I'll say this. This past weekend of football was incredible. A lot of the games came down to like the last couple minutes before you knew who was going to win. They were all nail biters.
I'll tell you one better. I think the entire 2025 NFL season was incredible. The script writers, we all know that football scripted, right?
Stop it.
But I mean, what a way to cap off last night and the final game of the season.
Well, and watching the game, it literally came down to the last play where I was like, oh man. This is the end of the run for the Steelers. The Ravens are going to hit this field goal, and it's going to be over.
But did it end up that way, Kel?
It did not.
It's no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
I'll tell you this. Internally, I was Mike Tirico screaming like that. But since I had a sleeping baby next to me and I did not want an upset wife, I had to like cheer as if I had lost my voice and I was whispering. But oh my goodness. Yes. So that means with that victory last night to wrap up the season, my Steelers make it to the playoffs along with your Jaguars. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And our local Chargers and Rams.
And if you want to talk about field goals, did you see the 67-yard field goal? Cam Little doing work.
Jack Skigger, that boy has a leg on him.
He does. He now holds the two of the records for the longest field goal. And watching it, because we were watching the Jags game, as soon as he hit it, the boys were going around. They were like, 6-7.
Oh, of course.
Because it was a 67-yard field goal. But there is going to be some drama in my house this upcoming weekend because the Jaguars have made it to the playoffs, but they will be playing the Bills, which is Carter's team.
So it's mama versus son. Do you guys ever do like any playful bets? I know you want to bet with me all the time.
Yeah.
Planning one for this game?
We were working on it last night, and I said, "How confident are you in your Bills?" And he goes, "Well, we're going to beat you." I said, "Would you put your YouTube on it?" He's still contemplating whether he's confident enough to bet YouTube on his Buffalo Bills.
Oh, all right, I need to know the outcome. I need to know what the bet is.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.